For the younger generation that had grown up since the end of World War II, the Soviet-led invasion of August 1968 was traumatic. The Prague Spring had brought an atmosphere of optimism and genuine enthusiasm for change, and all these hopes were crushed overnight. In this week's From the Archives, we'll hear what students had to say at the time, as recorded by Czechoslovak and foreign radio stations as the occupation unfolded. This anonymous young man sums up the sense of uncertainty that came with the invasion.
I am a Czech student, 22 years old. At the very moment I am recording this, the Russian tanks, prepared for any action, are standing in a big park just under my windows. I don't know whether I ever finish my studies, meet my friends abroad again, and I could count and count, but at this moment, everything somehow loses its sense. At 3 a.m. 21st August 1968, I woke up to a completely different world from that one I went to sleep in.
During the days that followed, foreign correspondents were running around Prague, trying to make sense of what was going on. They recorded numerous interviews, especially with students who had gone out into the streets in huge numbers, trying to persuade the young Soviet soldiers that they were unwanted and uninvited. Here are two students talking to the BBC on the third day of the invasion, August the 24th.
I have been spoken with many Russian soldiers. You can't explain them anything. They are like the wall. You say them why you came. They said, we are your brothers, we are liberators. I say, no, it isn't true. You must see that there is no counter-revolution, that nobody wants you, that nobody needs your help. No, I am your friend, I am the brother, and I came to make freedom, I came to make order in your country.
They are always saying, we want to fight against counter-revolution in Czechoslovakia, but I think they don't know what counter-revolution means. From January, we had a new government which united the Czech nation. And now the Russians came to make another government. This is counter-revolution.
I think this occupation was very bad for young people, and because young people were very happy in our republic within the 6 months from January to August. There was so big enthusiasm that you can't believe.
Outside Czechoslovakia, students were every bit as shocked by the invasion. As we can hear in the following extract, this is part of a Deutsche Welle report from the then German capital, Bonn, on the day of the invasion, August the 21st.
In front of the Soviet embassy near Bonn, from early in the morning, groups of students and young people assembled to demonstrate against the invasion of Czechoslovakia.
Can you tell me who's demonstrating here?
Well, it's all sorts of people, young people, students, some journalists I see around here, people from all walks of life, I would say.
And why are they demonstrating?
Well, of course, they are all fed up with the Russian intervention in Czechoslovakia.
What's your personal reaction? What was your reaction when you heard about it this morning?
Well, I was gravely shocked when I was called at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I think this is really the worst thing that could have happened to East-West relation and to all of us who thought that there might be a way of getting closer to the East.
I was very, very sad, because Czechoslovakia was the hope for young people in East and West, in the Eastern and the Western world, to show that democracy and socialism goes together, that there was one country trying to have a policy for people, not for some power interest, just for people. And it was very, very sad news this morning.
The sense of disillusion and bewilderment was shared by students on both sides of the Iron Curtain.